Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter from the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning to you, Dave.
Let's start with Schenectady County Community College. It's celebrating 50 years.
Yep, it's in our local section today, SCCC, turning 50 years ago on Tuesday, as students head back to class for the September semester. And it's a deal where some of the students may have a few things to look around for. The new library is still under construction. It's not set for opening until next summer, so they'll be using a temporary library in Elston Hall this school year.
From there to 200 holes for charity? Explain.
Yeah, we got to give Edison Club pro Brad Gardner some real kudos here, because he's, on September 11th, will golf 200 holes for charity. It's for veterans, the families of veterans. 200 holes, man, a golf-a-thon, people can sponsor him by the hole or flat rate for the whole day. He did it last year, made 171 holes, going from dawn until dusk. I have trouble making 18 holes, but good luck to Brad on September 11th, aiming to shoot 200 holes for charity in one single day.
Finally, another good news story. All good news today, and it comes as a result of a sad story, but Schenectady Police Department has a new canine officer on duty.
Yes, sir. Nearly two-year-old German Shepherd Hickey was formally introduced to the public on Sunday. And it's a nice remembrance for Officer William Hickey, who in 1949, he was a police motorcycle officer, was struck by a vehicle which had run a red light in downtown Schenectady. At 70 years ago, and Officer Bill Hickey is remembered today as Hickey rejoins the force for the Schenectady PD.
How many, or do you know, how many canine officers there are in the Schenectady force?
Hickey will be handled by Officer Aaron Lang, and he joins two other dogs on the force. There's the bomb-sniffing canine Durst, handled by Officer Doug Smith, and canine Ramo, who works with Officer Sean Clifford. Canine officers have been used for a little extra security. Patrolman can drive single, and he's got backup right with him in the front of the back seats. It's extra security and also for tracking, for drug sniffing, these kinds of things. The canine officers really do quite a bit for the policemen.
Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave.